Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the third parak of Maseches Beitza with parak Gimel Mishnah Ches, and then we're going to begin the fourth parak of Maseches Beitza with parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph. After explaining the halachos for buying meat on Yom Tov, the Mishnah is now going to discuss the rules for buying other types of food. Now, although the Chachamim allowed buying food items on Yom Tov, they required that to be done in a different way than one would do on a regular weekday. For this reason, they prohibited making precise measurements of the foods being sold. Our Mishnah is going to discuss exactly how this rule would operate. Says the Mishnah, Omer Adam Lechaveru Malei Li Kliza Ovalo Bemida. A person is allowed to say to his friend on Yom Tov, fill this container for me with food or with liquid, even though we know how big and how much volume that particular kli can hold, but he may not do so with a container that he uses for measuring, since this is a weekday activity. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im haya kli shel mida lo imalenu, if it is a container that is fit to be used for measuring, even if it has never been used in that way, he may not ask his friend to actually fill it. Although, as the Bar Tanura says, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda in this regard. The halacha is like the Tana Kama. Namely, we assume that even if it can be used for measuring at the end of the day, as long as you just say, fill this container for me with a food or liquid, then you may do so. The Mishnah is now going to cite the practice of a certain holy man to avoid the problem of measuring altogether. On Yom Tov, says the Mishnah, Masa b'Abashal ben Butnes, there was a story with the holy merchant, Abashal ben Butnes, Shayim emali midosav meir of Yom Tov and Nosnin, Lalakochos b'Yom Tov, that he would fill his measures before Yom Tov and then give them to his customers on Yom Tov, and in this way he could sell them precise amounts of wine and oil, without actually violating the prohibition on Yom Tov. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we sort of discuss other views concerning his minhag, his custom, Abishol Omer Abishol, another Tana would say, Af ben Moed Osekein b'pnei Beirurei Hamidos, that he and that Abishol ben Butnes would do the same thing even on Chol HaMoed, when you are allowed to measure, because of the foaming of the measures, I mean, in order to allow the foam to settle, so that he could then fill the measures to the brim, since he was pressed for Tam and Chol HaMoed, he would do this the night before. The Chacham Omrim and the Chacham say, Af b'chol osekein b'pnei mitzoy hamidos. The Chacham say that he would do this even on weekdays because of the draining of the measures, meaning to allow the oil that he was selling to drain overnight from the measuring cups into the customer's containers. The Bar Tanura says, liquids such as oil drain very slowly due to how thick they are. Therefore, Abishol ben Butnes would have the customer bring his container the day before, measure out the oil for him, and have the measure drain into the customer's container overnight. The Mishnah concludes with another halacha related to buying food on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Holi chadametzel chenvani, haragil etzlo v'omer lo tainli beitzim ve'egozim b'minyin. A person may go to a storekeeper with whom he knows, and he's a typical customer for him, and he can say to him on Yom Tov, give me a specific number of eggs or walnuts. For example, he can say, we need to cook 10 eggs for the meal. Shekein derech ba'alabayis liyos mona b'soch beis. So because it is common for a person in the privacy of his own home to count items this way, and therefore mentioning the number of items one wants is therefore not an act specifically associated with buying and selling, and is therefore not considered to be a weekday activity. It would be considered to be allowed on Yom Tov. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. As we learned in Perek Gimel, the Chachamim prohibited certain activities on Yom Tov because they resemble weekday activities, again referred to as Uvda Dechol, and doing them on Yom Tov would make it seem like an ordinary day. The Mishnah is going to give two more examples of that. It says the Mishnah, Hamevi Kadayayin Mimakam Lamakam Lo Yivim Besal Uve Kupa. One who brings jugs of wine from place to place on Yom Tov, he is not allowed to bring them in a basket or a box, even if it is not full. Since a basket or a box is usually used to carry a large quantity of wine, he appears to be carrying a heavy burden, which is a weekday activity. Aval, but says the Mishnah, Mevi hu al ksefo o lefanav, he may bring jugs of wine in his shoulder or hold them in his hands before him, because that is how one usually carries small quantities of wine, and therefore this does not resemble a weekday activity. This would be allowed for him to do. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'chein ha-molech ha-sateven, lo, lo yavshil, es ha-kupa la-achorav. Similarly, one who carries a box of straw may not sling the box over his back to carry it, because he would appear to be carrying a large amount, preparing to travel a long distance. Avo meviyahu biyado, but he may carry it in his hand again, because that's something that is done with a small quantity of straw. Excuse me, sorry about that. The Mishnah is now going to state another halacha about the use of straw on Yom Tov, and this halacha is the first of many in this perek that are based on the rules of Muktzah, again, items that are set apart, not intended to be used on Shabbos or Yom Tov, which are usher midirabbanan, says the Mishnah, umaschilin be'aremas hateven. You may begin taking stalks from a new pile of straw, even though the owner had not planned before Yom Tov to use the straw in Yom Tov, avalo be'etzin shev Muktzah. But you're not allowed to begin taking wood that is in a backyard storage area and use it to fuel a fire. This wood is intended not for permissible Yom Tov use, like firewood, but for construction, which is not allowed on Yom Tov and is therefore considered to be Muktzah. The Mishnah here is referring to large beams of cedar wood that are valuable, as the Bartanura points out, and which the owner does not allow to be used for anything besides their intended purpose, which is construction. As such, they come under the category of one of the types of muktzah, which is referred to as muktzah machmas chesron kis, which is forbidden according to the Tana of our Mishnah, which means that it's something that's extra valuable and expensive, cannot be used on or moved on Yom Tov because it is muktzah. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches taught us that a person may say as a machlokas, but a person, according to the Tanakhama, may say to his friend on Yom Tov, fill this container for me with food or liquid, even though we know how much volume can be held in that liquid. At the end of the day, it's allowed to be done as long as he doesn't specify what the measurement is. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees and says that if it is a container that is fit to be used for measuring, then even if it was never used in that way, he may not ask his friend to fill it, and we don't pask in that way. We do pask in like the Tanakhama. Then the Mishnah taught us about the act of Abishal ben Butnis, that he would fill his measures before Yom Tov and then give them to his customers on Yom Tov. This way he could sell the precise amounts without violating any issues and entering any problems of measuring on Yom Tov. Abba Shaul, who's not Abba Shaul ben Butnis, someone else with a similar name, says that Abba Shaul ben Butnis would do the same thing even on Chol HaMoed, because the foaming, that to allow the foam to settle so that he could fill the measures to the brim. The Chacham said that he would do the same thing on weekdays because of to allow the oil that he was sent to drain overnight from the measuring cups into the customer's containers, and so on. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that a person may go to a storekeeper that he's used to working with and say to him, on Yom Tov, give me a specific number of eggs or nuts and so on, because it is common for a private person in his home to count items in this way, and therefore he may certainly do so in the store as well. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph taught us that a person who brings jugs of wine from one place to another place on Yom Tov may not bring them in a basket or a box. Rather, he should put them on his shoulder, because that's how you typically carry items in small quantities. And the other way, it seems like you're doing a weekday activity of carrying large quantities of wine. Similarly, the Mishnah says that one who carries a box of straw, you shouldn't do so with a sling of the box over your back to carry it, because it would also seem there like you're carrying a large amount or preparing to travel a long way. But he may carry it in his hand, because again, that's how you do that on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Otherwise, it looks like you're carrying a lot of straw, which would be a weekday activity. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that you may, in terms of just the halachas of straw in general, that you're allowed to begin taking stalks from a new pile of straw, even though the owner had not planned before Yom Tov to use the straw in Yom Tov. It's not considered to be muktzah. In general, there's a basic machlokas about the definition of muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that any object the owner did not plan or expect to use on Shabbos or Yom Tov is considered to be muktzah. Rabbi Shimon takes a more lenient opinion. He holds that as long as something is fit for use, it is not considered to be muktzah unless the owner decided not to use it. Therefore, if the owner had no plans to use a particular object, but he was not opposed to its use, then it is muktzah according to Rabbi Yehuda, but allowed according to Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah here clearly holds like Rabbi Shimon. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that we may not begin taking wood that is in a backyard. That's muktzah machlas chesron kis. That's extra valuable and expensive wood that is muktzah, cannot be used for any other purpose besides for construction, and therefore is muktzah, may not be moved on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Have a great day.